It sounds to me like you've been having too much fun tonight.
听起来好像大家真的是非常的快乐。
I have a little audio clip to play to you tonight later in the message, and I'm just hoping my phone doesn't ring between now and then.
等一下，我有一个短片要让大家看。我希望呢，待会儿看的时候呢，我的电话不会响起来。
When I left Seattle, I left with tonight's message in my briefcase.
当我离开西雅图的时候呢，我今天的信息就放在我的皮包里。
But when I prepared this message,
当我在预备这个信息的时候。
I had forgotten that I was sharing the time up here with my very good friend.
但是我忘记呢，我们需要一起来共同使用这个时间。
So we made a little adjustment this afternoon in the message.
所以呢，我必须今天下午做一些些的调整。
I am a night person.
我是一个夜猫子。
But I don't want to presume that all of you are.
但我。不要猜想说你们都是夜猫子。
And I was just a little bit concerned we might be here a little late tonight with that original message.
那我有点担心，如果讲我预备的那个信息，我们可能在今天晚上稍微会久一点。
So what I want to talk to you tonight about is spiritual homesickness.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的是一个思乡属灵的一个思乡想家的一个情怀。
A few months ago, the pastor and some other colleagues visited me at my home up in Seattle, Washington.
So, 几个月前呢，有一些牧师来到我的西雅图的家来探访我。
And as we sat down in my living room, I began to share with them some stories of what God has been doing recently in the nation of Brazil.
那我们就一起谈到在巴西神所做的一些工作。
There are far too many stories to recount tonight.
有太多的见证跟故事，今天没有办法全部都讲。
We actually have a film crew in Brazil right now.
我们现在有一个摄影团，现在正在巴西。
They have been there for about a month.
他们在那里已经差不多有一个月的时间了。
This is following up about 6 weeks of filming some months back.
所以这是几个月以前，我们有六个礼拜的这个摄影记录。
We are going to release between now and the end of the year 8 new video documentaries.
所以我们呢，在今年年底之前会要出版有八个新的这个纪录片。
Very different kinds of stories.
非常不一样的故事。
Not all of them from Brazil, but most of them.
不是每一个故事都是巴西，但是很多是跟巴西有关的。
And I will probably give you a few hints at some of these stories before I catch a plane to Denver tomorrow.
那在明天我搭飞机回去之前，我会跟大家稍微提到一些些他们的故事。
Where the videos are, I don't know where that table is, but you will find it somewhere here.
所以在这个会堂的某一个地方，我不知道它在哪里。不过在那个桌上，你们会找到一些的录影带。
I think there is a sign-up sheet on that table.
那么在那个桌上呢，会有一个填名的一个表。
If you are interested in being on an alert list. Where we will send you emails when these new videos are completed in a couple of months.
如果你可以把你的名字记在这一张的表格上面的话，当这些的录影带出来的时候，我们就会来通知你。
I do want to begin by telling you one of the stories that I told the pastor up in Seattle.
那我是想跟大家讲一个故事，跟这些牧师分享的这一个故事。
Some of you maybe have heard the report that there are some very intense prayer gatherings in that nation.
那么可能有些人晓得，在巴西这个地方有一些非常激烈的一些迫切的祷告，在这个国家的某些地方在发生。
Pastors gather up on hills overlooking cities and populated valleys.
那有牧师聚集在山上，他们望着山下的这些城市，这些的百姓。
They pray in special clearings deep in forests.
他们在这个森林的一些特别的空地一起的祷告。
And they will fast and pray through the night, calling upon the presence of the Lord.
所以他们整彻夜的会禁食祷告，呼求神的同在降临。
Very often, what happens when the presence of the Lord comes?
很多的时候，当神的同在降临的时候
is that all of the surrounding trees and bushes begin to glow with the presence of God.
很多时候呢，这些的树木还有草丛呢，就好像会发出神的荣光来。
The very leaves themselves begin to glow.
那些的叶子、树叶就开始发光。
Now, I'd heard some of these stories when I went down to Brazil a year ago.
那在一年前呢，我就有听到这样子的一些报道。
And I was with a small group of pastors, and we were talking about this.
那么我就跟一群的小群的牧师正在谈这件事。
And I remember asking them, I said, I have heard that this is happening. Is this true?
那么我就跟这些牧师问他们说，我有听到有这种事情，是真的吗？
They said, "Oh yes, it's happening quite a lot."
他说是是真的，而且还蛮频繁发生的。
I asked, "Is this confined to one particular mountain or area or city?"
那我问他们，这个是不是在一个局部特定的一些地区或者一个山区出现？
He said, "No, it's happening. It sites all over the country."
他们说不是，是在这个国家各个不同的地方都有这样的事。
And so I asked them, I said, do you know of anybody who has been in one of these prayer meetings that I could interview to talk about what it was like?
所以呢，我就说有没有一个什么一个见证人，一个传道人是亲眼见过这事，我可以跟他谈一谈的吗？
And so the pastor said to me, well, how about me?
那牧师说问我吧。
I said, you've actually had this experience?
所以我问他说，你有这样子的一个经历吗？
He said many times.
他说很多次。
And are there others that you know of?
那我说你还有没有别的人有这样的经历呢？
He said there are many.
他说很多。
So I had a great desire to be in one of these prayer meetings.
所以我就很可想在这样子的一个祷告会的里面。
Now, I don't know if you're like me.
那我不知道你是不是像我。
But that sort of thing interests me.
那一类的事情会提起我的兴趣。你们也是吗？
But I wasn't sure whether we would be able to film it.
但是呢，我就不太肯定这个可不可以把它摄影下来。
I know that God is not an actor who begins to perform when you turn your cameras on.
我知道神不是一个演员，你开始摄影的时候，他就来表演。
And I wasn't even sure whether we could hold our cameras when the presence of God came in such a powerful way.
我也不确定当神这么有能力降临的时候，我们还能不能够站在那里摄影。
But we made arrangements to go and visit one of these locations.
但是呢，我们做了一些安排，要去这个一个地方去摄影。
It's in the mountains, just to the west of the city of Rio de Janeiro.
所以我们就 Rio de Janeiro 的一个西部，我们就去要去这个地方。
And about 11 o'clock at night, we pulled off the side of the road where we would begin to.Walk back into the forest.
所以就是晚上十一点的时候，我们车子停下来，然后我们就走向这样子的一个森林。
And from the very moment that we parked our car, I began to tingle inside.
当把车子一停下来的时候，我里面就好像有发麻的感觉。
I was so excited.
我非常的兴奋。
And We went with a fairly good-sized group of Brazilian pastors.
那我们是跟一群还不少的一些巴西的牧师在一起。
The man that was leading us was a gray-haired pastor who was a leader in the city nearby.
那么带领我们的呢是一个在附近一个城市的一位头发已经花白的牧师。
a very conservative Methodist minister.
是梅伊美会非常保守的一个牧师。
And that just sort of made it even more interesting.
那这个让我觉得更有意思了。
We weren't taking this journey with a bunch of crazy charismatics.
我们不是跟一些灵恩派那些发疯的人走在一起。
You're not always sure what is and isn't real with that group.
跟灵恩派的人就不晓得到底什么是真的，什么是假的。
And so we began to walk through this little village, and we found the path that went back into the forest.
所以我们找到这一个小小的乡村，然后在一个弯曲的道路上，我们就这样子走着。
We walked through very tall grass that was about as high as our necks.
哇，走很这个草高到就到我们的这个脖子这个地方那么高的草。
And after we had been walking for maybe 15 minutes, we stopped on the path and began to interview this Methodist pastor.
然后呢，我们大概走了15分钟以后，我们就开始来访问这美美会的这位老牧师。
And he said to us that the place that we were going had been dedicated by the pastors as a place of prayer many years ago.
他说我们要去的这个地方呢，是很多年前，很久以前，有位牧师特别把它奉献出来，说这是一个专门是一个祷告的地方。
And the path that we were following had been formed by the feet.Of many thousands of intercessors who went into this secret place.
那么我们所走的这条小路是由几千个代祷者所走出来的这条路。
We continued. It was a full moon that night.
那天是满月。
So it was as if God had created the perfect conditions for this evening.
好像神给我们一个最好的一个状况。
And we were in a single file line, and you could see as we went up and down this group walking on this narrow path.
我们就看到好像一队的人这样子一个跟着一个这样子走在这个路径里。
And after we had been walking for maybe 25 or 30 minutes,
大概走了25-30分钟。
The pastor stopped us on the path.
然后这个牧师就告诉我们不要再就叫我们停下来。
And we gathered around a very large anthill that was right in the middle of the path.
那么就在路的当中有一个小小的山丘，我们就停在那儿。
And he explained to us that anthill had been there as long as they had been coming to this place.
他说这个小土堆呢，就是我们来祷告一直就存在的。
And he said it is a marker for us.
好像就是一个标记。
Whenever we come to this place,
每当我们来到这里，
we stop speaking to anybody except for God.
我们就彼此不再说话，只对神说话。
And again, the tingling was going through my body.
那这个时候我就非常的兴奋，就越来越麻的感觉。
But this is serious business.
我说，哦，这个他们真很认真的。
And so we continued deeper into the forest.
所以我们继续往森林内部走。
And the pastor stopped us again.
然后牧师又叫我们停止。
He said, at this place, we all take off our shoes.Because we are about to step on to holy ground.
他说在这里呢，我们都要把鞋脱下来，因为我们要进入圣洁之地。
I at that point really didn't need to be asked to do that.
在那个情况，我已经不需要人来要求我这么做。
The further we moved into the forest on this path, the thicker the presence of the Lord.Grew.
当我们越在这条路上走，越靠近森林的时候，我就感受神的同在越来越浓厚。
And there, moving quietly, single file, we came into a big clearing.
然后我们这么一行人就走到一个空地的里面。
It was like a natural cave with the walls and the ceiling.Formed by the branches of trees,
好像这些树木就搭成了一个山洞一样，一个这么自然的一个聚会的点。
The only thing that you could hear was the rushing water of a nearby stream.
唯一能够听见的就是旁边一个小溪的水声。
it wasn't so much what the place looked like as what it felt like.
那个倒重要的倒不是那个地方看起来像什么样子，而是那个感受。
I was noticing that our cameraman was beginning to have difficulties.
我就看到我们的这个摄影师就有遇到一些的困难。
He had moved into the story. He was part of it now.
他现在已经进入到这样子一个故事的里面，而不是置身事外。
And you weren't interviewing interesting people.
你不是在访问一些有趣的人。
You were in the presence of something that you could not even describe.
我们是在一个没有办法解释的一种的同在的里面。
All of us stood silently in this big clearing.
我们每一个人都很沉静地站在这样子的一个空旷的地方。
In the presence of Almighty God.
在神的同在中。
One of the Brazilian pastors at that point fell down on his knees.
那有一个巴西的牧师，他就跪下来。
And he began to cry out to the Lord in prayer.
他就在祷告中来向神呼求。
And within just a couple of seconds, everyone was on their faces, on the ground.
几秒钟之内，每个人都伏伏在地。
Crying out to God.
向神来呼求。
And I remember that I was not thanking God for anything.
那我记得我没有在向神任何的感谢。
I was not asking him for guidance.
我也没有请他来引领我。
I was asking him to have mercy on me.
我是在求他怜悯我。
Seriously.
真的非常认真求神怜悯我。
You did not have a choice really in the matter.
在这件事上好像我别无选择。
I remember my face was in some very wet moss.
我记得我的脸就是在一些湿润的这个土地里。
And suddenly it was as though time stopped.
突然好像时间停止了。
And when we noticed next,We had been there in that place for about 2 hours.
当我在看表的时候，我们已经在那里大概有两个小时。
And it absolutely seemed to me that it had been no more than 2 minutes.
但是在我感觉里面，我觉得好像都没有超过两分钟。
And I remember praying and feeling somebody tapping on my shoulder.
在祷告的时候，祷告里面我就感觉好像有人在拍我的肩膀。
And there was a good friend of mine, a very senior medical doctor.
那么是一个非常资深的一个医师，我的朋友。
One of the top medical doctors in all of Brazil.
是在巴西一个非常资深的、出名的一个医师。
A highly esteemed, highly educated man.
一个非常有这个知识的一个人。
And he just said to me, "It is beginning."
然后他对我说，刚要开始了。
And he leaned over, and in his cupped hands were these glowing leaves.
然后他的手中有一些发光的叶子。
And then we began to worship the Lord.
然后我们就开始敬拜神。
I have never in my life.Been in a worship session like this one.
我还从来没有经历过一个那样子的敬拜赞美。
There was an overwhelming sense of an angelic presence all around us.
在我们周围好像被一些天使所淹没的这样子的一个状况。
And many of us who participated that night,
许多我们参与的人，在那天晚上投入的人。
After when we were speaking about the experience,
当我们在谈到这个经历的时候
we began to express something that we all felt but had not spoken until that moment.
我们都分享到一个我们内心有感受到，但是都没有讲出来的一个体验。
And it's something very difficult to describe.
那是非常难描述的。
But there was a sense.Of being one, even with the trees,
好像感觉我们都 跟树木都融合在一起。
That the trees themselves were expressing worship to God.
好像那个树木都在敬拜神。
All of nature that surrounded us was honoring their maker.
那这个整个的大自然都在尊崇这位造物主宰。
Now I'm not creating some kind of a doctrine out of all of this.
那我不是要讲一些什么教义，从我的这个经验里。
But I am convinced that this was the way that Adam and Eve, felt in the Garden of Eden in the very beginning.
但是我相信在最初的时候，在伊甸园，亚当跟夏娃就是可能有这样的感受。
There are many passages in Scripture that talk about the various aspects of nature acknowledging the Most High.
圣经的里面有告诉我们说，怎么样大自然来遵从神的这样子的一些的经文。
But that was the first time I had had that kind of an experience.
但是这是头一次我有这样的一种经验。
It was very awesome.
是非常非常的奇妙。
And no, we did not film it.
是，我们并没有把它记录下来，把它拍摄下来。
We discovered that, that was just not possible.
我们就发现那个是不可能的事。
I don't know that God prohibited it.
我不知道是不是神不允许我们呢
？We just couldn't stand up.
我们就是站不起来。
The most interesting thing of all to me, though,
但是对我来讲最有最有趣的是
，was to realize that this place had been maintained for decades.
那这一个地方是已经被这样子的维护了有几十年。
By godly visitors who came to this consecrated place,
就是不同的这些好像这些来寻求神的人，他们一起来到这个地方几十年的时间。
Not to go camping,
不是到那里去露营。
Not to be alone with their thoughts,
不是他们要自己去沉思。
This clearing had one purpose and one person, one purpose only.
在这个空地只有一个目的。
And that was to be a place of meeting with the Most High God.
就是一个与至高神相遇的一个地方。
In March 2007,
在2007年的三月
about 16,000 people, most of them young, journeyed for many hours to attend a prayer and Bible study event in northern Thailand.
那有差不多16万的年轻人，他们在这个泰国，他们要来研读神的话语。
A majority of these individuals came from Ung Koi Province.
他们来自于 Ung Koi Province 的那个省份。
Even before they came to this prayer gathering, the participants had invested more than 10,000 days.Of cumulative fasting and prayer.
在这样子，他们一个祷告会之前，已经有许多，大概已经用了他一万天的时间，在做也预备性的一些的祷告。
Many of them were children.
很多呢都是一些的孩童在祷告。
In fact, the revival that has broken out in Ung Koi Province and has continued now for the last several years.
在这个省份所带来的这样子的一个复兴，已经。有一段时间了
has been catalyzed by kindergartners.
是透过一些的幼稚园的孩童所引发出来的
Four and five-year-olds.
四五岁的孩童
Many of whom pray for 18 hours at a stretch.
很多这些孩子祷告有用18个小时来祷告
They get up routinely without being asked to by any adult.At 3 o'clock every morning to call upon the name of the Lord.
许多时候是在没有人叫他们的情况，这些孩子会早上三四点钟爬起来祷告。
We hope to be filming out there so that this story can be presented as an encouragement and an inspiration to churches in our nations.
我们希望能够把这一个。情形能够记录下来，能够摄影下来，来鼓励鼓励人。
In September of 2003,
那在2003年的九月
，converts from 35 Inuit communities up in the Canadian Arctic，
那么在这个加拿大有35个这样子的一个社区
They raised $275,000 to charter aircraft to take them from their remote villages to a prayer gathering at a place called Baker Lake.
他们呢就出了大概275,000块钱，他们就租了一部飞机，他们要飞到一个地方去祷告。
They were coming for 2 weeks of prayer and Bible study.
他们要用两个礼拜的时间来查考神的话，并且来祷告。
Now these are very poor people.
那么这些人其实是很贫穷的。
I have been up in many of these communities, and they're very small.
那么我去过这些社区，其实这些社区个个都非常的小的。
So for many of these people, the amount of money that they were giving to catch this charter flight was equivalent of 40% of their annual income.
所以这些人他们要付差不多40%他们一年的薪水才能够搭上这个飞机去参加这样子的一个聚集。
Not everybody flew.
不是每一个人都是飞去的。
And the event, which is held every year isn't always in the summer. Sometimes it's in the winter.
不是每一次这样子的一个聚集都在夏天，有些时候是在冬天。
Depending on the season, sometimes they will come to these prayer gatherings by dog sled or by snowmobiles or by four-wheelers.
所以呢，他们在不同的时候，他们可能要从这坐雪橇或者是开车来抵达这个聚会的地点。
And it is not uncommon for some of them to travel for weeks to get to the location.
也是非常平常，有些人需要用好几个礼拜的时间来到这个抵达这个地方。
And when they arrive,There is no clean hotel room waiting for them.
当他们到这个地点的时候，是没有一些很干净的旅馆他们可以住。
There are no hot showers.
也没有热可以冲热水澡。
There is no restaurant or housekeeping service.
也没有任何的这个餐馆。
For the duration of the assembly, they sleep in tents that they have brought with them.
他们在这个聚会的期间，他们就睡在自己带来的帐篷里。
And they hunt for their own food.
然后他们要自己打猎才有东西吃。
How would you like it if next year at this conference there were similar requirements?
你觉得如果明年我们也要做同样的事，你会有什么感觉？
In the Brazilian Amazon, there are similar prayer gatherings for two-week prayer gatherings every year.
在巴西的这个 Amazon 亚马逊也有同样的这样子一类型的聚会。
And there, many of the participants take one full month to arrive there and one full month to return.
有许多参加的人需要用一个月的时间来这个聚会，然后再用一个月时间回到自己的家里。
The gathering is held in the provincial capital of Manaus.
他们是在这样子的一个中心 Manaus 这个地方来聚集。
It starts with a 5-day motorbike ride.
他要这个摩托车需要五天的时间才能够抵达这个地方。
Which leads to a canoe and about 4 days of paddling.
然后呢，他们要上这个划独木舟。
4 days.
要四天划这个独木舟。
The next leg of the journey lasts a week.
最后一段呢的路程是要一个礼拜。
And it is spent in a small boat with a 15 horsepower engine.
是一个小船，只有15匹马力的引擎马达。
This takes them to a commercial supply ferry, which takes them down the Amazon River for the final 2 weeks.
然后呢，再花两个礼拜，他们才就是，然后他们才上一个渡轮，然后再两个礼拜才能够达到这个目的地。
There is an Islamic nation in North Africa.
在这个北非有一个这个回教的国家
，where believers have gathered in warehouses.
他们就是一些的信徒会在一些的仓库里面聚集。
A friend of mine went there to address one of these meetings.
那我的一位朋友就去在那个地方来做讲员。
He got to the meeting an hour and a half before it was scheduled to start.
那他在聚会开始的一个半小时抵达会场。
And everybody that was coming to the meeting was already there.
那每一个来参加聚会的人已经抵达。
And had been there for about an hour and a half.
他们已经在会场有一个半小时的时间了。
meaning they had arrived about 3 hours before the scheduled start of the meeting.
所以呢，可以这么讲，就是在聚会开始前的三个小时，他们已经抵达了。
And they weren't gathering for fellowship.
他们不是要有一些的交谈交通
or to eat.
或者来吃东西。
They were gathering those 3 hours only to pray.
他们在这三小时里面只是做一件事，就是祷告。
The meeting was very, very full.
这个聚会是非常的丰满。
In fact, it was so full, there was no room at all for chairs.
所以呢，因为满到一个程度，根本没有办法放椅子。
Only two chairs in the whole room.
整个仓库只有两张椅子。
One for this presiding pastor and one for my visiting friend who is an Arab Christian.
一个呢是给这个讲员的，一个是给这个主持的牧师，就是这两个人。
And that was right up at the front.
那就是在最前面，就这两张椅子。
Everybody else stood for the entire time.
所有的人都是站着聚会。
Belly to back.
就是一个人贴着另外一个人。
Now, when the meeting formally started, how do you think they spent the first hour?
那当聚会开始的时候，你认为他们第一个小时要做什么呢？
So when my friend finally got up to speak,
当我的朋友终于站起来要讲道了，
he realized these people had been standing there now for almost 4 hours.
他发现这些的弟兄姐妹大概已经站在那个地方差不多有四个小时了。
And so he spoke for about 30 minutes.
所以他大概分享了三十分钟。
Being sensitive to the audience, closed his Bible and sat down.
因为他很体恤这些的会众，然后关上圣经，合起圣经，他要坐下来。
My friend said to me, "It was so quiet."
我的朋友说。一片寂静。
You could have heard a pin drop.
可以听到一根针掉在地上的声音。
Nobody said anything. Nobody moved.
没有人动，没有人说话。
Said I began to feel uncomfortable.
啊，我觉得有点怪怪，不太舒服。
Said it was like the people's eyes behind me were drilling holes in the back of my neck.
好像人的眼光在凿洞在我的脑后勺。
Said so I leaned over to the pastor and I said, "Pastor, is everything okay?"
所以呢，他就挨过去问这牧师说：“还好吗？”
The pastor leaned back and he said, "We have so appreciated your introductory remarks."
牧师说：“我非常喜欢你的前言。”
It's now 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
现在已经是下午三点钟。
He said, "You have to understand."These people came here today expecting to be here until midnight.
他说你要知道他们这些人期待至少要到半夜。
So he continued to open the word of God until 8 o'clock that night.
所以呢他就继续宣讲神的话一直到晚上八点钟。
The people standing the entire time.
那些弟兄姐妹都一直站着。
And the pastor then stood up and said,We need to call the meeting to a close right now.
那牧师站起来说，我们现在要结束聚会了。
Because I need to take our guest to another meeting.
因为我要带我的讲员，我的朋友到另外一个聚会。
And a small riot broke out.
然后一个就开始一个小暴动了。
Until my friend promised that he would come back and continue.
直到他答应大家，他会再回来继续讲道。
So got into the pastor's car and they drove for 4 hours.
所以呢，他就进了车子，然后就开了四个小时。
For those of us that travel in ministry a lot,
但是我们有一些去布道旅游的经验的。
This is what is known as a long day.
这个呢，我们就说是一个很长的一天。
And they drove up into the Atlas Mountains.
他们就开到一个 Atlas 的山上。
And they kept driving past all of the villages.
他们就一直开穿越许多的这些村庄。
Till finally they were in a very rough dirt track.
直到他们到一个非常一块土的地上
，They could hear nothing but the wind blowing through the canyons.
他们只能够听到风在吹的声音。
And the pastor then finally pulls the car over, turns off the engine, and just sits there in the middle of the night.
就在半夜的时候，终于那个开车的牧师把引擎关掉，然后停在路边。
It's midnight.
12点，
and they're sitting in the middle of nowhere.
他们就坐在一个空旷的地方。
And my friend finally, after a few minutes of silence, asks the pastor.
过了几分钟的静默，我的朋友就问这位牧师。
What are we doing here?
我们在这儿干嘛？
There's nobody here.
没人在这儿啊。
And the pastor said, "Be patient; they will come."
他说你要有耐心，他们会来的。
And over the course of the next hour, in little groups of two, threes, and fours, the people began to show up on this mountaintop in the middle of the night.
在这个半夜的里面，然后在一个小时时间，人群就慢慢聚集，他们就来了。
Until finally it was covered with people, looking sort of like the hills of Galilee must have looked when Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount.
就好像加利利在那个山上，耶稣在讲道一样，这些人就都来到这样子的一个聚会点。
And starting at 1 o'clock in the morning, he continued to minister the word until sunrise.
所以他就在那个地方从早上一点钟继续的在讲神的话，一直到天亮。
I was in an island group off the west coast of Scotland 2 years ago.
我在两年前就在 Scotland 的一些的这个它的一个海岸旁边的一些岛。
This island group is known as the Hebrides.
这个 Hebrides 一个群岛。
And it has been the site of many revivals over the last century.
是在过去这一世纪里面有许多的复兴在那里发生。
The last major one took place between 1949 and 1953.
在1949到53年，那个时候是最靠近我们的一次的复兴。
The people who went through that revival now are very old.
那么经历过那次复兴的现在年纪都很大了。
And we have made many visits there in recent years.To capture their stories on video before they die.
那我们在他们要离世之前，我们录影下来许多他们的见证。
It has been one of the most wonderful and humbling experiences of my entire life.
是我这一生当中最奇妙而且最让我感到卑微谦卑的一些的经历。
And when I was there the year before last,
那么去年在那里的时候
I came to a house. This is a very remote area.
这是一个非常偏僻的地方。前年
it's just right out in the North Atlantic Ocean, very stormy place.
就是一个非常有这个就好像真的就是一个在这个大海洋的中间的一个岛屿。
And what happened in 1949 is that the presence of God came upon.Many of the homes.
那么在1949年，神的这个复兴或者这个神的同在就降临在许多人的家里面。
They told us that actual lights would rest on top of the cottages or the homes where people were praying together.
他说他们真的就是有一个光会笼罩在那些在祷告的家庭里面。
So it was a very amazing sight at nighttime.
所以在晚上的时候是一个非常大的一个等于说一个奇观。
And the people during the peak of the revival would go to church at about 6 o'clock in the evening.
那么在这个复兴的高峰的时候，他们会六点钟晚上六点钟去聚会。
Until about 11 o'clock,
一直到晚上十一点钟。
When that meeting ended, they went to another church for the second meeting.
当那个聚会完了以后，他们去另外一个教会去有第二次的崇拜。
That would last until about 2 o'clock in the morning.
那么会一直到这个聚会到早上两点钟。
And after that, they would go into individual homes for what they called cottage meetings.
然后呢，他们就开始回到家里面有家庭聚会。
And these would last until 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and then off to work they went.
然后呢，这些聚会，家庭聚会会弄到早上五六点，然后他们就开始去上班做工。
They didn't just do this on the weekends.
他们不是只是周末这么做。
This is the pattern 7 days a week.
这是他们的这一个礼拜七天都是这样子。
And they filled these homes in the wee hours of the morning.
那这些家都充满了人，一直到深夜。
I was in this one home the year before last. It's a home of a blacksmith.
那么在这个前年我就在这样子的一个人的一个家里面，一个好像打铁匠的。
And this elderly man that was talking to me.Was such a godly man that I felt very unclean just speaking to him.
那么这位老弟兄让我站在他面前的时候，都让我他是一个非常好像一个圣洁的人，让我都觉得自己是很不洁净。
He was very kind and very humble.
他是非常的谦卑，非常的和蔼。
He said we.Would gather here every night, fill this room until we could fit nobody else in.
他说每一个晚上我们都会聚集在这个家里面，一直到都已经满意了。
And then he pointed to some windows behind me.
然后他就指着一些的窗户在我的后面。
He said we would open these windows and there were far more people outside in the field there than were inside.In the room.
那么当我打开这个窗子的时候，外面所站在野地里的人会比站在房子里的人还更多。
The meetings were in winter.
这样子聚会是在冬天。
At the beginning of this move, that was in winter.
当神的这个复兴在开始的时候是在冬天。
This is, as I said, a very cold and stormy place.
这是一个非常寒冷并有暴风的一个环境。
I've been out in this weather.
我有在这样子的这个气候里面出去过。
And you don't want to be out in it for more than 5 or 10 minutes. It's enough.
哦，你只要站在那里5分钟、10分钟就已经受不了了。
Because the wind blows the cold right into your bones.
因为呢，那个风啊，会好像刺骨的寒，这个寒风。
But these people stood outside for hours in prayer and worship.
但是这些人会站在这个野外，几个小时在那个地方来敬拜祷告。
And this dear man said to me, he said as we began to sing, he said nobody was cold.
他说当我们开始唱诗赞美的时候，没有人感觉寒冷。
The presence of the Lord surrounded us.
神的同在环抱着我们。
Through all the years of the revival, and nobody ever spoke about remembering the cold.
在这么多年的这复兴的里面，没有人记得是多么的寒冷。
Nobody ever spoke about being tired.
没有人讲到他们多累。
The presence of the Lord is Ezekiel's river.
神的同在好像以西结的那个河流。
The presence of the Lord is the river of life.
神的同在就是生命河的水。
It brings life and energy and health to anyone who get near it.
但一切靠近他的人就得到能力，得到力量，得到健康。
I have many other examples in my notes here, my short notes, that I was going to tell you, but...I don't have time.
我没时间跟你们讲许多许多的见证。
What is the common denominator in all of these stories?
那么在这许多见证跟故事里面，有一些什么共同点呢？
In each of these cases, there was a deep spiritual hunger.
在每一个这个里面，他们是有一个非常深的属灵的渴慕。
And a sense of expectancy.
并且他们有一个期待。
Expectancy is not the same thing as hope.
期待跟盼望不大一样。
Hope is not a bad thing.
盼望不错，希望不错。
Hope is our starting place.
希望盼望是一个起点。
But if we are going to see transforming revival,
但是如果我们要看到转化性的复兴，
we must migrate from hope.To expectancy.
我们必须从希望要走到有一个期待。
There is a big difference between hoping something will happen and expecting it to.
我们希望一些事发生，跟我们期待这事要发生，中间是有距离的。
We find this same hunger and appetite in the Word of God.
我们这样同样的发现这样子的一个胃口和渴慕在神的话语里面。
In Exodus 33:7, for example,
出埃及记33章第七节
we read that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the tabernacle of meeting.
他们讲到就是说，每一个要寻求神，他们都去会幕。
If you wanted to meet with God, that was the place to go.
如果你要与神面对面，你就要去这个会幕。
And it came to pass when Moses entered the tabernacle,
当摩西进到会幕里面的时候，
that the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle.
那个云柱就降下来在这个会幕的门口。
And the Lord talked with Moses.
然后神就与摩西对话。
Now, let me ask you a question.
那让我问你一个问题。
If when you came to church the next Sunday,
当下一个主日你来教堂，
there was a pillar of cloud of the presence of the Lord in the doorway, would you go inside?
如果有一个云柱就在大门口，你会进来吗？
I have spoken with pastors of several countries that have encountered this very phenomena in the last several years.
在过去几年，我有跟一些的牧师有谈到有关这个事，他们有这样的经历，有云柱在他们会堂的门口。
Who talked about the presence of God hovering in the sanctuary like a smoke or a mist through the entire service?
在整个聚会崇拜的里面，好像神的云雾就笼罩在整个的会场。
Now, there's an interesting thing that happens when this takes place.
那当这件事情发生的时候，就会有一些事情发生。
Very, very few people lean down the row and look at Mrs. Wong, who had not spoken to them last Sunday.
很少的人会东张西望，说，哎，那个人，那个姐妹怎么没有跟我讲话？
Very few people are criticizing the third point of the pastor's sermon.
很少的人会批评牧师讲的第三点。
Very few people are thinking about rushing home to watch the ball game.
很少人会想赶快回家看球赛。
Or to get to the nearest Chinese restaurant.
或去赶快去中国餐馆吃饭。
And the big round tables.
去坐在一个圆桌上。
You are in the middle of it.
你就在神同在的中间。
Heaven and earth have come together.
天地。
God has come to meet with man.
神来造访我们。
Just as he purposed to do originally in the Garden of Eden.
就好像他在伊甸园的时候，这就是他的心意，与人同行。
So the presence of the Most High God has come down.
所以至高神的同在降临。
Where are you going to go?
你要去哪儿呢？
Australia today is suffering through the worst drought in the nation's history.
澳洲现在是有非常大的旱灾。
There are some parts of the Murray-Darling Basin where the water is now too salty to drink.
现在在一些的地方，那个水已经变得非常的咸，不能够喝了。
The Australian parts of the Australian outback have become a dust bowl.
有很多的地方就是一片荒芜。只有这些的灰尘。
Crops are dying off at a fantastic rate.
而且农作物都开始死亡。
Cities are rationing water.
在城市里面都要限制供水。
And the agricultural base is evaporating in several parts of the country.
在这个国家有很多这个农业区都开始慢慢的在减缩了。
This has been going on over several years now, and it is getting worse.
现在的情况是越来越不好，好几年都已经是这样子。
Now, a researcher by the name of Glenn Albrecht has been traveling to these areas where this is happening, doing studies.
Glenn Albrecht 他就在做这些方面，到这些的旱灾的地方来做一些的研究。
And his research has been into how Australians are reacting to this set of circumstances.
他就是要来研究这些澳洲的人是怎么样的来反应这样子的一个状况。
He expected to find fear.
他以为会找到人很恐惧。
What will happen to me in the future?
我未来会怎么办呢？会怎么样呢？
Or he expected to find anger.
或者有人会非常的愤怒。
How could the government have not foreseen this and planned for it?
这个政府怎么会没有看到这个事情，早早的做预备呢？
But what he encountered was a different emotion.
但是他所遇见的是另外一种的情绪。
What he found in these communities was a pervasive sadness.
但在这些的社区，在这些地区，他看到有很多的悲伤。
Many of the Australians that he interviewed described a deep, wrenching sense of loss.
就很多人他们觉得内心非常的失落。
As they watch the landscape that they've grown up with around them change forever.
当他们看到他们所成长所熟悉的这些地区正在改变当中。
Familiar plants don't grow anymore.
一些他们很熟悉的植物不再成长了。
Gardens won't take.
然后这些的花园也都不会长。
The birds are gone.
鸟类也不见了。
And as Albrecht put it, people no longer feel...Like they know the place that they have lived in for decades.
Albrecht 说，他这些人他们已经好像认不出来他们住的这个家园跟以前完全不一样了。
The people expressed feeling like they were being displaced.
他们好像被移民被放到一个别的地方去的感觉。
They are suffering emotional symptoms that are similar to indigenous populations that have been.Forcibly relocated down through history.
他们的里面的这种情绪就好像是被一个特别好像就是被移民到另外一个地方去，不是自愿的，但是被移民到另外他们的那种心情。
But in this case, nobody is being relocated.
但是在这情况是没有人要他们移民到别的地方去。
They haven't moved anywhere.
他们没有搬到别的地方去。
Home itself.Is vanishing.
那些的房子自己都开始在不见，在消失。
And these people miss it terribly.
这些人非常想念他们过去的家园。
So Albrecht gave this syndrome, this sadness, a special name.
所以他给这样子的一种情形一个特殊的名词。
He called it solastalgia.
他叫做 solastalgia.
And it is a combination of two Latin words that are the words for comfort and pain.
那么是这个拉丁文的两个字，一个是安慰，一个是痛苦。
In essence, it describes a longing for a lost environment.
他们就好像渴慕一个他们所想要的环境。
As he put it himself,
就好像他自己 Albrecht 讲的
，Solastalgia is a form of homesickness that one gets.When they are still at home,
solastalgia 就是一种感受，觉得他们好像一种想家的感觉，但是他们人其实正在家中。
I don't believe that this syndrome is confined only to Australia.
我觉得这样子的一个症候群不是只是在澳洲的地方才有。
Nor do I believe that it is confined solely to the physical world.
也不是只是在这个物质的世界。
Christian researcher George Barna has suggested in recent years that as many as 20 million Christians in this country who consider themselves to be evangelicals have gone away from their local churches into homes.
那这个 Barna 他的做的一个调查说，差不多有两百万的这基督徒，他们
They left their churches and they started to meet in homes.
Okay, 他们就离开教堂，他们在家里面自己来聚会，差不多有两百万的这样基督徒。
And when these people have been asked why they have left their traditional church experience.
Actually, 是两千万的这样的基督徒。那他们会被问到的时候说，你们为什么会要这样子做呢？会离开你们的过去的这样的教堂。
Many of them give reasons that suggest that they are also suffering the effects of solastalgia.
他就说，许多的这些基督徒也是感觉这个 solastalgia。他们虽然在家里，但他们感觉不是在家里。
It seems in their churches that the markers that define home are vanishing.
好像一个家的感觉慢慢的消失掉了。
I recently was visiting my mother down at her home in Southern California.
在南加州，我去看我的母亲。
And there was a letter on the table that they had just received from some of their friends that was very interesting.
那我就看到在这个茶几上放的一些他们所收到的信，是他们朋友写给他们的。
And this is just a little part of that letter.
那么这只是这个信里面其中的一段。
They said to my parents, "We want to be involved in what the Spirit of God is doing in this hour."
他说，我们很希望能够投入参与在神的灵现在正在做的事。
Not pouring our energy into what has become dead or irrelevant.
我们不想把我们的精力浪费在一些死的或者一些不相关的事上。
They said so many believers today are dissatisfied because the presence of God is so absent.At most church meetings,
他说，因为今天在许多教会的聚会的里面，已经没有神的那个同在。
Now, this is a very revealing comment in an era of big full-service churches.
那这个是一个非常有意思的事情，在有这么多好像一个大型的聚会的里面。
On the surface, when you look at American Christendom,
如果在这个表面上来看，你来看这个美国的这个基督教，
it would seem that things have never been better.
好像这个是这现在是非常好的一个时情况。
With comfortable facilities,
我们的这个场地非常的舒适。
Talented worship bands,
而且敬拜团非常的有talented 才干。
engaging children's programs，
而且我们有很好的儿童的这些的事工
，and a whole host of fellowship opportunities，
而且很多可以有团契的机会。
But with all of this activity，
但是有这么多的活动
，with all of these programs，
有这么多的这些活动
，it still feels to millions of American Christians that something is missing。
即使有这么多的活动，但是对百万的基督徒来说，他们感受不到神的同在。
And that something, of course, is the presence of God.
那这一个所消失、所迷失的，就是神的同在。
And so the search is on for otherness.
所以呢，大家就寻求一些其他的。
And as I suggested a moment ago, a good number of these people.Have been making their way into the growing house church movement.
所以呢，很多的这些基督徒，他们就进入到家庭的聚会、家教会。
Now in China, the house church movement is nothing new.
那么在中国的话呢，这个家教会、家庭的聚会都不是什么新鲜的事。
But in the United States, this is a little bit of a new experience.
但是在美国呢，这是一个新的一个体验。
And these people are.Sitting down in kitchens,
他们就坐在厨房。
They're sitting down in living rooms,
坐在客厅。
They're sitting down in backyard patios with others who feel the same way that they do.
他们就跟大家有相同感受的人一起坐在后院。
And they're talking to one another about what they're missing.
他们就彼此来分享他们到底少了点什么。
And how they're going to get it back.
然后他们怎么样重新能够得回这样的东西。
We're not going to get there tonight.
今天讲不完。
I'm going to have to cut this short.
要把这个浓缩一点。
It seems to me today that there are two channels on TV.
我发觉在电视上现在好像有两个频道。
Now that may sound like a crazy thing to say with cable television and direct TV.
现在有这 direct TV 好像这很奇怪，怎么会这样讲？
But really, there's only two.
但真正来讲呢，只有两个频道。
Sadly, today, most Christians are focused almost exclusively on whatever is going on in their immediate lives.
那 很可悲的是呢，现在很多的基督徒都在看他们现在周围在发生什么，他们都在锁定在这个频道里。
Or they are focused on whatever the news media is feeding them.
或者是他们就看这个新闻媒体在告诉他们现在所发生的事情，他们把注意力放在这上面。
How many of you have heard something in recent days about the mass protests and killings in the streets of Iran?
你们有没有听到很多的这些暴动，还有一些的这些的杀害的这个事件在伊朗？有没有听到这些新闻？
You've heard about that.
有听见吗？
How many of you heard something about the Israeli bombing campaign in Gaza? Anybody hear about that?
有没有听到这个以色列在做一些轰炸的？有没有听到这些事情？
How many of you heard about a detonation of a nuclear device in North Korea? Anybody hear about that?
有没有在北韩他们在核子试爆？有听到这事吗？
How about the Pakistani military action against the Taliban? Have you been following that story?
有这个巴基斯坦在攻这个这个塔利班的这些事情，有听见吗？
Or the maritime piracy off the coast of Somalia? Have you heard about that?
在 Somalia 的这海盗，你们有听过这些新闻吗？
Or the terrorist bombings in Iraq and in Mumbai.
好的，在这个伊拉克还有孟买的一些这些恐怖分子的一些炸弹的爆炸事件吗？
What about stories about the drug killings down in Mexico?
在墨西哥的这一些卖毒品的他们的这一些的杀害的事件有听到吗？
I'm guessing that most of us have that channel.
我相信大部分人都有这一个频道。
And we know very well about all of these things.
对于这些事，我们都非常的清楚。
We hear about it every week on television, through the internet, and any one of a number of other ways.
就很多不同的管道都让我们听见这些的新闻。
How many of you have heard about the complete transformation of 11 of the worst communities in the city of Sao Paulo?
有没有人听到在十一个这个社区他们完全被转化的消息在 San Paulo?
And the sweeping move of God through the military police force down there. Have you heard about that?
有没有听到这个整个的这个警察单位都被转化过来？你们有听到这事吗？
Or did you miss that story?
还是你们从来就没有听过这事？
How about the miracles, the ecological miracles that are taking place?All over Fiji today, and you can't say you saw one of our videos.
如果除非看了我们的这个讲的斐济岛的这个神把这个生态环境改变的这个神迹，你有听到过吗？有看见过吗？
I think maybe the last time I was here, I told you about the community of Nateli Ra, where the fire of the presence of God came down out of the sky, and the whole sea caught on fire.For 30 minutes, a half mile in front of the village.
在一个村落的上面，有神的火从天上降下来，燃烧了海面，大概有30分钟。你们可能都没有听过，我上次有提到过。
And after 50 years of not having any living reef or any fish, the sea was literally boiling with thousands and thousands of fish that.Had been brought into that area.
过去那个整个生态环境是完全被破坏的，是没有任何的，好像生物，没有任何的鱼类。但是经过这时候，有很多的鱼类，有很多的生物就起来了。
After years of putting down holes to find fresh water, in that moment, five freshwater springs burst up out of the earth.
在过去的时候没有办法找到那个干净的水源，但是在那件事情发生了以后，真的那个有五个水源都涌出水来。
And the provision of the Lord in this area that was having to truck in canned goods in order to survive, the provision of the Lord is now feeding eight communities in that political district.
过去呢都是人家把物资运进来，但是现在神都供应跟预备他们一切的需要在这个这些的社区的里面。
In all of these communities where they are dedicating their land back to God, the dead reefs are being healed. They're coming back to life.Instantly,
那很多时候，当他们把这个土地再次奉献给神的时候，很多的这个生物再重新的滋生起来。
Michael Cousteau and other marine biologists are now moving in there in force to study this phenomena that they have never seen before.
很多的海洋学家他们在看这些的情况，看到这个珊瑚怎么会重新活过来，他们在研究。
Did you get that story?
你们有没有在新闻上听到这样子的新闻呢？
Or did you hear about the land in western Kenya that now has, after being prayed over, the highest rice yields on the face of the earth?
在 Kenya, 当它一些土地这些种稻米的被祷告了以后，就有产生许多许多的粮食来。
Or the thousands of healings that have been taking place on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi.
Sulawesi 在印尼这地方有很多的医治正在发生，有听见吗？
With so many Muslims coming into the kingdom of God because of this power, that even the secular media is speaking favorably about it.
有许多回教的人都来信主了，甚至媒体都在谈这件事情。
How about the dramatic turnaround in the most politically corrupt city in America, Manchester, Kentucky?
Manchester, Kentucky, 在一个非常有贪婪的这样的地方，神也做了转化的工作。
Where the entire political and police force were so corrupt, they were a criminal cartel running all the drugs in the county.
就是警察的单位，这司法的单位，他们就好像成为这个黑社会，但是现在被神扭转过来。
The highest abuse rate of prescription drugs in the United States in this area.
就是在美国常用这个禁药的这个地区，也在这个 Manchester 这个地方。
The sixth poorest community or county in all of America.
在美国六个这个县是最穷苦的。就是在这地方。
But believers in 2004 got together and said enough.
但是基督徒聚在一起04年的时候，他们说够了。
They humbled themselves. They cried out in desperation to the living God.
他们就谦卑自己，向上帝来呼求。
And the power of God has swept into this and three other communities.
所以神的能力就降下来，还有在他们周边的三个社区。
In such a mighty way that if I told you the real story, we'd be listening to it for the next hour.
如果我跟你们仔细的讲话，在下一个小时都讲不完。
It has caught Oprah's attention.
现在那个 Oprah 她觉得有很有兴趣了。
She started talking about it.
她现在开始谈了。
We're going to be out there filming next month for several weeks.
下一个月我们会用几个礼拜时间来录影。
These people had seen some of these transformations videos.
这些人他们曾经看过这个转化的这一些的影片。
And they said, if God can do this in these places, why not where we live?
这些的信徒说，如果神能够在别处做这件事，神为什么不能在我们中间做这个事？
How many of this last group of stories were you familiar with when you came here tonight?
刚才我们所讲的这些的见证和故事，你们都熟悉吗？
They're on the other channel.
这些事发生在另外一个频道上。
Our problem today,
我们今天的问题是
is that we are more familiar with what the devil is doing in the world than we are with the glorious handiwork of our own heavenly Father.
我们更注意魔鬼在这世上做什么，更过于神我们的天父在这世上做些什么。
We have been minding the devil's business.
我们很注意魔鬼他的事业，他在做什么。
I don't know how many of you have seen the movie The Lord of the Rings, the trilogy.
有没有人看过 Lord of the Rings 的这三个影片？
It's the theatrical adaptation of the book written by J.R.R. Tolkien, who was a contemporary of C.S. Lewis.
他是这个 Tolkien 是跟 C.S. Lewis 是同一个时代的人，是由他所写的书所编出来的这个电影。
And while Tolkien said many times that the book was not an allegory of Scripture,
虽然这个 Tolkien 讲他这个书啊，并不是在讲这个圣经。
Any born-again Christian who reads the book or sees the movie cannot fail to see the many associations with the principles and the stories of Scripture.
但基督徒一看就知道，他所讲的这故事是跟圣经的信息是息息相关的。
There's a very powerful scene in this movie.
在这个电影里面有一个非常有震撼力的一个影片。
And we hear from the elf queen Galadriel.
所以我们听到这个一个这个女王，她所讲的一句话
，speaking about what is happening in the civilized lands of Middle Earth.
他是讲到在这个中地这个地方所发生的一些事情。
I'll let her speak to you in her own words here with this very high-tech system that I have brought with me.
我让大家能够来聆听他自己怎么说。
We'll see if it works.
我们看看这个是不是能够用。
Not so good so far. There we go.
好，可以
了。The world is changed. I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. Much that once was is lost. For none now live who remember it.
The earth has changed.
这地正在改变中。
I think today that we have to all come to grips with the fact that the world that we knew just a couple years ago is completely changed.
我想我们大家都能够感受到在这几年当中我们所住的这个地球有很大的改变。
This queen is speaking about a...Dark age that is overcoming these lands of Middle Earth, as I mentioned.
那这个女王是讲到有一个黑暗的权势进入到这个中地这个地方。
And you see it in almost all of the scenes of the movie.
然后在整个电影里面，你都可以看见这个黑暗进来。
The crumbling ruins of the kingdom of Gondor.
Gondor 这个地方的废墟。
The treason of Isengard's White Wizard.
他的这些白巫他们所做的一些背叛反叛的事。
A good guy that has gone bad.
一个好人变坏。
We see it in the dark enchantment of Rohan's King Theoden.
看到 Rohan 这个王他的转变。
We see it in the skeletal remains of the dwarf kingdom of Moria.
Moria 在好像这个矮人国这个国度的转变。
Even the long-lived kingdoms, elf kingdoms of Rivendell and Lothlorien are leaving Middle-earth for the undying lands.
所以有很多他们的这些部落在这电影里面他们都离开一个应该来讲是不死之地。
At the city of Minas Tirith,
Minas Tirith 在这个城市
which was the Washington DC of Middle-earth,
好像是这个华盛顿 DC 在这个电影里面的这个中土。
There is one lone heroic leaf fluttering precariously on the branch of the symbolic white tree.
只有在这个白树上有一个象征性的一个叶子还在那个树枝上。
There are many scriptural examples of such a twilight age.
那么在圣经里面有常常提到在这种好像这种的景象没落的景象。
In 1 Samuel chapter 3,
提摩太前书三章第一节
We read that the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli.
讲到这个孩子撒母耳他服侍主在以利的面前服侍主
In those days, the word of the Lord was rare.
在那些日子耶和华的言语稀少
And there were not many visions.
也不常有异象
In Judges chapter 2,
士师记第二章
We read after the death of Joshua
在约书亚死后
That a whole generation had been gathered to their fathers and another generation grew up
然后当约书亚这一代过去的时候有下一代兴起的时候
And this generation that grew up did not know the Lord or what he had done for Israel
在这新的这一代的人的里面他们不认识神不记得神为以色列所做的事。
And so they began to do evil in the eyes of the Lord, and they began to serve other gods.
所以他们就行在耶和华眼中看为恶的事，他们就侍奉别神。
In Exodus chapter 1, we read a very similar scene after the death of Joseph.
在出埃及记一章六到十一节里面也讲到，在这个约瑟死后也是有相同的事情发生。
After his death, the Israelites were multiplying in number.
在这个以色列人在这个约瑟死后呢，他们开始生养众多。
But then a new king that did not know Joseph rose to power.
但是一个不认识约瑟的一个新的埃及王兴起的时候。
And the Bible tells us that they put slave masters over the Israelites to oppress them with forced labor.
所以这个埃及的王就派督工来辖管以色列人。
In
1976,
America celebrated its bicentennial.
它庆祝他们的两百年。
And this is just a fancy word for 200th birthday.
这意思就是美国庆祝他的两百岁的生日。
Oz Guinness, who is one of the true prophetic voices of our hour,
Oz Guinness 是一个真正好像有先知性的一个声音的这样子的一个人。
Was talking with his then young son in 1976 about this celebratory occasion.
那么就跟他的孩子在1976年当在这样子的一个庆祝里面跟他的孩子说。
And he told his young son that this was America's 200th birthday.
他跟这个孩子说这是美国的两百岁的生日。
And his young son looked up at him.
他的这个年轻的孩子就看着他。
And he said, if America is that old, when will she die?
孩子对他说，如果美国已经这么老，她什么时候会死？
In the midst of all of the jubilant celebrating in 1976,
1976年在这个非常快乐的这个景象的里面，
because even at 200 years old, we were still a relatively young nation.
虽然是两百年的历史，但是还是一个很年轻的一个国家。
And in spite of all of this celebrating, few people seemed to notice that our coloring wasn't quite right.
就在这样的两百年里面，有些人可以发现我们的气色好像不如从前。
Even then, America was seriously diseased.
即使在那个时候，我们也看到美国病了。
And if we didn't know it at the time, our condition has now become painfully obvious.
如果当时我们不晓得，我们现在一定可以发现我们的情况更糟了。
The America that many of us grew up in is now dying.
我们过去的这个美国，我们所熟悉的，现在正步向死亡。
We have become a twilight culture.
我们好像是在这一个末后的这样子的一个世代的里面。
Exhibiting all the symptoms that great nations and empires do before they go into eclipse.
好像是一个要凋零的一个国家，在很多历史上看，好像它的现象产生一个要凋零国家的现象。
The coming years are going to get very, very dark.
在未来的日子会越来越黑暗。
And tomorrow morning, I want to talk with you about what I believe is calling, God is calling us to do in this darkening hour.
那么明天早上我要谈谈，我相信神在这个黑暗的时刻要呼召我们做什么。
What we can and must do to prepare the way in our communities for transforming revival.
我们可以做些什么来预备转化领导？
We are past the point of trying to turn America back to God. It's not going to happen.
我们已经过了那个可以把美国再挽回向神的时刻了，不会发生的。
Our mission in the years ahead is different than that.
我们的使命在末后会不一样。
And that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow morning.
这是我们明天早上所要谈的。
I will not leave you on a negative note tomorrow.
但是明天我不会把大家停在一个非常悲观的一个地方。
I am too much of a believer in the power and good intentions of our Heavenly Father.
因为我太相信我们天父对我们的美意。
But we are definitely going to have to sober up because we have become so distracted as a culture and as a church that if we can't get a grip on this, we're finished. It's that simple.
我们真的要觉醒过来，要不然真的就完蛋了。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, tonight we have spoken about many of our brothers and sisters in Christ.
主，我们今天晚上谈到很多我们的弟兄姐妹，在主的主内的弟兄姐妹。
Men and women, old and young.
有男有女，有年轻有年长。
In many cultures and in many nations throughout the earth.
在这世界各个不同的文化和种族里。
Who have become very, very hungry for you.
他们对你非